Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Real or not real, the Cowboys will, W-I-L.
What? What? Could you be dumber?
I'm not a smart man.
Not even close.
We're apparently having some difficulty.
W-I-L.
I knew I was worried about you, Nuno.
W-I-L.
Well, Nuno learned something today. It does seem unnecessary, that second L, doesn't it? Like, we know
what it means.
Say,
who said you had to have two L's? Right?
Same thing. Will. Thing.
Yeah, will and will. I don't get it. But, you know, some people in the world, like Max.
Insist that you spell will with two L's, yes. Yeah. Yes, that is true. Guilty.
High standards by you, Max.
So what you're saying is we have to change the show name completely because it's Jay Will's last name.
Yeah, take an L off.
Sorry, Jay.
Take an L off the... Yeah, but there's two L's in Williams.
Yeah, now you only need the one, though.
Is one of the L's silent? Do we know?
Will... Yums. No, it's William.
Why are you sounding out like that to double check?
Sounding out his own name.
Triple check
Will?
That.
So if you delete one of the L's,
it's
is
still
it wrong?
Williams, right? It's still Williams.
Yeah. See? Max always...
Does it sound differently, Max, if you take away one L?
Different, you mean?
It wouldn't be
Does
the King's English,
different?
Max. What would it be?
Thank you.
I don't know, but I know before we were before the show, we were discussing the difference between uninterested and disinterested.
Yeah, uninterested and I was trying to. Yeah, okay.
Disinterested.
No, disinterested is incorrect.
And
in fact, so many people have misused disinterested even the New Yorker misuses it. But here's the problem.
Like one of those elite New Yorkers.
When a writer for what's supposed to be an elite publication says disinterested, writes disinterested, when they mean uninterested, the reason it'll never be correct is because what it shows you is they really don't know the difference. Because there's already a word that means what they want disinterested to mean. It's uninterested. Disinterested has a separate definition.
You are so wrong.
No. Let me just tell you the definition of disinterested.
I don't even have the dictionary in front of me.
Correct key. But
No,
he's not. He's not.
Do you know what disinterested means? Disinterested has a meaning already, and it's a specific meaning. It means... You are not rooting one way or another. You're objective. A scientist is supposed to be disinterested.
Impartiality.
You do an experiment and you just observe the result. That's
accurate.
Disinterested.
Google says
uninterested means you're bored. You don't care.
I don't have my computer in front of me. Will you pull it up?
Merriam-Webster.
It does
disinterested,
also,
not having the mind or feelings engaged, a.k.a. not interested.
No, that's what, as
it
I
also
just
no,
says,
it also
two.
Says no longer interested.
No, Max, here. The state of not being influenced by personal involvement in something, impartiality. Definition number two, lack of interest in something.
Right, but the reason definition number two exists now is because many people didn't know the difference. But here's the problem.
I'm going to keep using disinterested.
It will never be correct. It doesn't matter because all it means when you hear someone say disinterested instead of is that they don't know the difference, since there's already two distinct definitions.
Well, as you told me in the pre-show meeting, I'm an idiot.
I once tweeted right at the New Yorker about that. I was so outraged.
What are some synonyms for disinterested? Like aloof?
Objective?
According to Merriam-Webster, synonyms of disinterested, uninterested.
Yes, it's evolved that way because of people like you, Pat, who don't even know the difference. This is the problem with education in this country. Before you, I'm disgusted.
Yes,
I'm gonna listen to the dictionary.
Yes.
Let me ask something. If you know that the actual definition, why would you ever use it as a synonym? Why?
Both definitions of, like, one says not interested. I'm just stating what the definition
says.
Yes,
it's become that way to the point where even
what year did it become that way?
Some point in the last 10 years.
So they changed it over the last 10 years.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, if you look at an older dictionary, it certainly will not tell you that.
So in 10 years, it's changed so much that the entire world is using it.
I wouldn't say the entire world. Educated people generally don't use it, which is why it's shocking to see in publication.
I guess I'm not educated. I'm very uneducated.
100%.
I get it.
100% is exactly what I'm saying.
I may go back to high school.
Jay, you hit the nail on the head with that one.
Jay, I may go back to high school and see if I can get into Columbia.
Kid, you're doing just fine.
All right. Hey, Jay, this is what I do want to know. This is where I want to be educated.
And Jay, maybe you want to go back to high school and get into Duke. Are you uninterested in what Max is talking
about? I want
your
disinterested opinion. Point of view here, yes. Are the Nuggets? You said ahead of
the season. I'm not interested in the
biggest
Nuggets.
Haters on the Nuggets
I'm not interested
of all
in
time.
I'm a disinterested observer.
You're a hater.
In the
Both
Nuggets.
Of you. You referenced yesterday the bubble 3 years ago by Anthony Davis. Old narrative.
I hate on the Nuggets. I'm a disinterested observer.
All I can say is if I shoot the ball 25 times and only make two or three of them, people would be disinterested in me too.
They'd be uninterested.
Okay, whatever.
All right.
3 years ago.
But you
let
listen,
it go.
You don't think since let KD really hasn't frozen. Taken
let
over
go.
Yet.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Oh, my God. I had to hear that in my house for years.
No, my daughter, man.
No, you kind of got that look when you did that. It kind of had the look, you know?
Where are all the black people and let it never mind.
Well, in that part of the world at that time.
I'm asking my daughter these questions Jay. All the time. I'm like, where is the representation
No, they're starting to work it in.
They're starting to work it in.
They are. And people are protesting right away.
That's
what
exactly,
I love is like,
wait, Max,
what I love is,
that's exactly what I love is it's like, to say. They're think, protesting it. So.
Think about this for a second. There's a black mermaid, and people flip out about the fact that it's a totally unrealistic. She's black. No, wait a minute.
No,
she's
the mermaid. The unrealistic
that,
part.
That part you have no problem with. That part you got like, no problem with.
Back in my day, my mermaid was
like my daughter.
They're very upset that there's a black mermaid.
Yeah.
How about the fact
because
that
it's not real. It should reflect reality.
How about the fact that there's a mermaid in general?
Right.
Be mad about that.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
goodness.
Come on now.
I see a half person, half fish, they better be white.
I know. They people.
otherwise, it blows the whole thing for me. I can't suspend my disbelief.
It's not real.
It was several years ago.
It takes
it
me out of the experience.
It was several years ago when we were here in L.A. and. They were talking about having a black Spider-Man, so to speak. Mm-hmm.
Outrageous.
Like Idris Elba, Black James Bond. Yeah.
I'm like, you can't even see the guy underneath
the most
damn
of the
mask.
Time, but just the knowledge that underneath that mask.
I knew he was more athletic. Look at him. He jumped higher.
Wait a minute. Darth Vader is what?
Until now, Spider-Man was just sneaky fast.
Well, Yates, to speak of dark.
That's
dark
a hustle face. Wait a minute, he's wearing a mask. How can you tell?
Well, I thought, actually, for many, 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 many years, so a couple years ago, I actually thought it was Dark Vader.
Dark Vader.
That would have made people even more mad.
Yeah,
didn't.
He was not dark at all, actually. He wasn't dark at all.
I had no idea. I just figured the costume
Why does
was,
dark mean bad?
I didn't know, because I've never really been a Star Wars guy.
So many things.
Jay?
So many questions I have.
You're still on the...
Is this not the right form for the question?
This is the question, really. You're still on the Nuggets over the Suns, even though KD really hasn't imposed himself yet, and they just got rid of the Clippers.
I am. Now, look, there are going to be some questions that Coach Malone and company are going to have to answer, in particular for Jokic. What do the Suns do extremely well? They dice you up in ball screens. That's been a question around the Joker for a long time, how he handles pick and rolls, right? You obviously see KD, Devin Booker get to their midi. Key and I were talking about this morning. CP3 he has that old man game at the park. He just gets to his spots and you can't help it. He just gets it done. That's going to be a question. But still, at the end of the day, I think the Nuggets are a better team. I question the durability of the superstars for Phoenix and also question the minutes that they're logging.
But let's
right
say
now.
They. Let's just say for a second
they have 50
that they're
points
able
in the third
to,
quarter. I know they can put up points, man. I get it.
Let's say they're able to stay healthy, and because it's still relatively early in the playoffs, and they didn't have to play a really extended series, KD and Devin Booker and everybody can continue to play heavy minutes effectively in the second round. What then?
Look, they have a chance to win, but I'm picking the Nuggets to win. That's it.
I think
the
Nuggets are a better team. Why'd your voice go up like that?
Because I'm getting sensitive. Aaron Gordon will guard KD. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a colossal match. I think Aaron Gordon can actually guard KD.
I mean, no one can.
Now, nobody can guard, but, like, limit him.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what I mean by guard for me is 1 point per shot. Like, if I'm walking away and KD is, you know,
1.4 points per shot.
Temper 24 for 22 points. That's a win.
Right.
That's a win.
But when is he ever going to be 10 for 24?
I mean, that's still over 50. I mean, it's – you're just minimizing. It's all about slices. You're minimizing things.
Make him a little less efficient.
But I'm saying, when has he ever really shrunk he's in the playoffs like that?
I mean, he's shot those kind of percentages before. I mean, I'm trying to keep KD from shooting 60%, the most efficient score the game has seen.
My question to you, though, when has he – ever put himself in that
Boston
he shrink
Boston he last season Jalen and Jason Tatum
I think as just a happened. Whole I think as a whole though they ran a lot of different stuff at him
and that's what I'm saying
he didn't have his best output but I wouldn't sit there and be like well the reason that they lost
I'm not saying that well, I was never that absolute all I'm saying is you have to shave off aspects of what they do and hope that accumulates to a win. Right, so if I'm stopping Kevin Durant from shooting 60%
from being
and all of a sudden he's shooting 42%, he still has 23. I'm like, okay, but cool. I got him 23 on 25 shots. That's a win. Like, if you get those type of wins across the board on Devin Booker and KD, you have a better chance to win the series.
Let me ask you this though, Jay. If KD scored 31, now if KD scored 32 last night. And Booker scored 28 instead of 47. Do you feel different about Kevin Durant? Because because Book scored 47 and mm-hmm. KD only scored 31. It looked like Book just and KD didn't really want it. But his efficiency was so ridiculous that when I look at that part of it, I'm like, well, I'll take that all day long.
Yeah,
and keep it moving.
Yeah, you'll take that all day long against the Clippers that were undermanned and it was still. Games are really close.
But it doesn't matter if it's the Clippers or not. I'm talking about Kevin Durant's efficiency and the way he was playing last night. No matter who that is, I'm taking his stat line.
Okay, but I'm looking beyond the stat line. I can't go 10, 11 minutes in the game without KD taking a shot.
But if everybody else is contributing.
Who's everybody else, though?
But like everybody else is Devin Booker.
Yeah, that's the thing.
No, and DeAndre Ayton was balling.
Yeah, okay.
But if I can get DeAndre Ayton the ball – In CP3 to be the old man snake hit up at
chance.
The points,
they have a
and
chance.
Then I got Devin Booker doing what he doing. Why do I need KD?
I think DeAndre Ayton is one of those pieces key where I think this is where you're going to see the Joker win that matchup. I think this is going to test the maturity level and the discipline of DeAndre Ayton because I believe in CP3 and KD and D Book. They're talented. But ultimately, like, the biggest question around this organization for a long time was, should they pay DeAndre Ayton or not? Jay Crowder's no longer there. He was the one guy that can keep DeAndre Ayton in line, like CP3 and his relationship with Ayton. How does that work out? Like, that's going to be the matchup.
If Ayton could ever become really the guy who fulfilled being the number one pick in the draft, this team would be impossible.
But I mean,
how can he do that when
he's on a team with D-Book and Kevin Durant?
You got to figure out
he's
other
never
ways
gonna
to contribute.
He's never going to be the primary. He's going to be more of a defensive guy.
Yep.
Guy that kind of fills
gaps.
But
what you got from him, and I know you're not saying this, Jay, but what we got from him last night, I'm
21-11.
That
was good.
I'm good with that. I can get everything else from everybody else.
Against Zubac? Yeah.
Remind you, Key, that they barely squeaked by. They barely.
I don't care who it was against.
I'm just saying. If you can get that from him, if he does that against the Joker and he does that against Anthony Davis, I'll take it.
Yeah, you might take it, but Key, they squeaked by without Kawhi or Paul George. They just squeaked by a depleted Clippers team. They're going to have to play a better, healthy Nuggets team.
Just squeaked by the Wolves.
No, they didn't. They won 4-1.
Yeah,
they
it was a gentleman squeak
by.
In five
no,
games.
No, they didn't squeak. That's not
yeah,
a squeak.
Man, come on, man.
That's
just
not a squeak. Have Pat probably. Look it up in the
they
dictionary
just won
online.
Two games
it's not
on
a squeak.
Buzzer beaters not going
yes.
in. They didn't just roll
yes.
past the Wolves.
They didn't roll past both of them. They goals. Didn't steamroll him.
It's still
Jay, you know better than this. Don't you dare let him. Don't you dare.
I'm still taking Denver. I'm sticking with it.
Don't
all
be
the way
letting
through.
Max convince
eight,
you.
Eight,
all the way through.
Say
just
feels
like you guys hate on the Nuggets.
Guys, the Bucks are on the brink of elimination, but is it time to start worrying about the Celtics,
Max
KJM?
To be quiet.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
I'm a huge Star Wars fan, and you would see Obi-Wan Kenobi do this all the time. It's called Jedi Mind Tricks. He's like, you will not be doing this, and waves his two fingers across, right?
I don't want to offend anybody, yeah. but I don't even know who Obi-Wan
right.
Kenobi
Obi-Wan
is.
Obi-Wan Kenobi, oh, I got you.
Up What's until up? A couple years ago, I thought it was Dark Vader.
Yeah, Dark Vader.
I thought it was Lifesaver.
Every little kid thought it was Lifesaver when they were. Makes perfect sense.
Oh, I took out the Lifesaver.
It's even the same color as the Lifesavers. It's like green, red,
That's
blue.
It's candy.
Yeah.
The red ones are the best.
The red ones are the best. I like the yellow ones, personally.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Boy, there's a lot there in that intro. From Dark Vader, according to Key.
He was dark.
To the color of Lifesavers. He
I
was,
just
by
didn't
the way,
know.
Darth Vader. Vader means father in German. Mm-hmm. So Darth is like dark father.
Max.
Yes.
I just want to ask you this. How come it can't be C-O-L-E? How come we have to have C-O-L-D? How come we just saying
Well, phonetically, say it kind of is.
It's
it
cold.
Can be coal.
It's cold.
Right?
Yeah.
But
why do we have to say cold?
Well, because there's
cold.
Formal
who
written
says D
language.
Like cold.
Don't you want some kind of standard for language that everyone can agree on or doesn't
no,
get
No, I don't
to,
need to agree.
You don't want standard language?
I mean, do you hear the language that these young people are speaking with today? I mean, it's all acronyms.
It's
man.
A problem. People don't understand anything anymore. It's you like, see texts, you're like, oh, you think that word is
I'll be
that.
Looking up acronyms. I'm like, what does that? Let me
yeah.
go.
Yeah, but you know me, Max.
Real quick.
I could care less. You say cold, you say
Couldn't
cold. I don't
care
need
less.
To.
Couldn't
see?
Care less.
See, there you go. right?
but that changes the meaning.
Couldn't care less.
Couldn't care less, yes.
like, he doesn't know how to speak. Well, no, I don't know how to speak like you.
The and one I that I notice a like lot in you. Texts with this young generation, with these young whippersnappers, is they'll text, you are biased. Not biased. That you are, in fact, the idea of bias. There's stuff like that all over the place.
All right, Key.
And I don't like it.
Key, tell me if you and Max know what some of these acronyms mean, like Gen Z's slang. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
TNTL.
TNTL. Let me look and see what it looked like.
Yep. TNTL.
No, I don't.
Trying not to laugh.
Okay.
G2G.
Wait, say it again?
G2G.
I'm 2G.
G2G.
Key writing them down like
good
an old
to
man
go.
With his bifocal. Oh, you got it.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
gotta go. Same thing.
Or good to go, gotta go, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. YNK.
YNK.
Well, I might have
you
to
know or this. Something like that? No? I mean, I don't. I don't know.
Why? You never know.
Oh, you never know. Never okay. Know.
All right.
I said you know,
got FOMO.
You
got FOMO, right?
But see, these are good. These are useful for text. I get that.
IYKYK.
That's one of my favorite jokes,
man. If you know, you know.
There you go.
Yeah, if you know, you know. Yeah, if you know, you know.
Okay. Y'all got a couple?
Those are good. I like stuff like that because it's useful.
Yeah, but I don't text like that. Call me.
Jay, did you get that list from like an AOL article in 1999?
No, I just Googled it.
Okay, because those...
what came up? AOL, 1999.
Nobody says like G2G anymore. That's just not a thing.
Are you?
I don't even know the first one. I've never even heard. No one uses that.
Are you Gen Z?
I don't even know.
Like
you don't
18.
Even know what you are, Pat.
Don't let the receding hairline fool you. Pat is like
still in college.
Know
what you are before you make a comment, Pat. What year were you born?
1995.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
I was getting ready for the draft. I was training for the draft.
Yates let it slip. Yates only about 25. Well, how old are you, Yates?
I was born in 91, man.
All right. There you go.
Beautiful time.
He was watching me rubbing down the field.
You guys are old. That's what it is.
That's true. That's true.
Bet.
100. Are you concerned about the Celtics? Let me tell you a quick story, guys. Bontemps is texting with me two nights ago, and we're talking about, like, you know, because it looked like the Bucks were about to beat the Heat. And at that moment, I'm like, you know, because the Bucks, they're going to be 2-2. Now Giannis is back. They'll take care of the Heat. I'm like, hey.
By the way, Pat, you're not a Gen Z. You're millennial. Just want you to know that. You're a millennial, Pat.
Jay wants to continue.
I just want you to know.
He wants to peg.
I want you to know who you are.
Pat in the right generation. Fine.
You're not a baby boomer, Pat.
Yeah.
Nothing baby against boomer. The young generation, but it should be called Generation Moron. All right.
You're old now,
every
Pat.
Old generation
You're
thinks
old.
That about the new generation. But anyway, at that moment, I thought when it looked like the Bucks were going to beat the Heat, I figured maybe there should be the favorites out of the East again, because for a minute it looked like maybe the Celtics should be. Then the Bucks lose to the Heat. Like, oh, my God, clearly the Celtics, because Embiid is scuffling a little bit in terms of health, and, you know, like he's not 100%. So the But then the Celtics lose like they as they did. And, Jay, you bring up all this defensive laziness and sloppiness late in the game from the Celtics. Are you worried about them at all? Even if they get past, they should get past the Hawks, but are you worried about them all going forward?
I'm not really interested in that right now. I'm more interested in taking a call from Joe, who wants to get after you for something that you've said.
Okay.
Joe,
go ahead,
are you
Joe.
There?
In Missouri. Missouri. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey. So, Max, when you were comparing quarterbacks, you said one was rawer than the other. I became uninterested in any of your discussion after that.
Why is that?
Because rawer is not a word.
So you want me to say more raw? Colloquially, that's fine to say raw. I also say goodest to make a point. Like, I'll say good. In other words, once you know, you ever see, like, The Last Dragon when you got the glow? Right, like you entered formlessness. Yeah. Once you know everything, now you can take liberties because you're doing it with the knowledge what's right and wrong, so you can use poetic license. But that does not apply to anyone else on this show, just me.
So you can evolve your language,
yep.
Then.
I am allowed to because I know the difference, yes.
You did say raw.
Okay.
Could I be any wronger?
It confirms my knowledge that you are a know-it-all.
Wait,
thank you, Max.
I see what's going on here. Look at this. They're sabotaging my... I can't hear what
he
Joe is saying.
Pretty much, Joe said
Max
that
a know-it-all.
It confirmed
that you are a know-it-all.
That you are a know-it-all.
Yes. Yeah, that's great.
Wait,
so your know-it-all means...
Joe, you just confirmed that? You just figured that out?
He must have just started listening to the show.
I just needed it.
Yeah.
He just started listening to the show, Max.
Yeah, a know-it-all. Because a know-it-all, it's not just they know things. They need to let you know what they know, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, me, teacher. Me. You got to wave your, you know. Yeah, that's me. 100%. 100%.
Or the kid's answering like, this kid's stupid. It doesn't mean he's wrong.
It's all good,
Max explaining.
Max explaining,
man. That's great.
You know, it's a ticker. He's still explaining, Max.
So why did you say raw again?
Because
I got lost at colloquialism.
Because it's more raw than. Rawer is useful in that case.
Rawr. Just doesn't
Max,
sound
let
right.
me ask you a question, Max.
No, that may be.
Max, who are you? Yes. Let me ask you a question, though, in all honesty, though. Who are you talking to? Like, who are you talking to when you are speaking this way and using such language?
Just think of it this way, okay?
I am. I'm thinking of it.
Yeah, I guess
I'm trying to understand it.
Adjective.
Think of it this way. I am like the uncle everyone's wise old uncle who's trying to elevate the standards of the family, this being the family. See?
Okay.
That's what I am.
Okay, I just
gather around young children, around Uncle Max. You do
pretty much key. He's called us children, and he's called us uneducated and stupid today.
No, of course.
Are you saying I called you an uneducated, stupid child?
Yeah.
Only compared to me. All right, listen.
99.9% of the people are exactly what Max says. We're stupid, we're uneducated. He's the only one. That's why he's running for president.
You're running for president?
This is what I would run for president on. Wednesday is a federal holiday. See that?
Got my attention.
But I'm increasing my workday 2 hours a day, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. I'm going to lower your taxes.
Oh, got me. Got me again. Got me twice.
Uh-huh. But there may be a value-added tax point of sale.
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah, which is regressive, unfortunately, but I think it's politically viable.
You lost me after regressive.
Yeah, damn. Can Aaron Rodgers lead the Jets to the AFC East title at least? Can he even win the division? How about this one? Are the Jets in danger of missing the playoffs with Aaron Rodgers, KJM?
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
What's wrong with you?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. I see our social media account, Key, has already tweeted out.
Oh, God.
At Merriam-Webster. That I say that disinterested should not be the same as uninterested. Am I right? Please help. I'm actually trying to help Merriam-Webster, which is completely incorrect. The problem is their logic is faulty. If enough people make the mistake in a language and they say, well, now it's just common usage, that's fine. I get it. But not if that word already has a meaning that is distinct from another word.
But who said it was right to begin with?
But that's the way the language evolved and was eventually codified. And now they're trying
many
to
people, but many people felt amend that it. Way. But many people felt that way for it to be considered right whenever it was.
Yeah, it evolved that way. But Keith.
But this is evolving this way. This, so
but
what
here's
makes
my
it
logic.
Wrong?
That's okay, except since uninterested also already has a meaning, and disinterested had another meaning. They're both useful meanings, by the way. They're both useful definitions.
I'm gonna stick with
if you use disinterested instead of uninterested, what it indicates is you're not aware of the difference. So
I'm
it's
aware
ignorance.
Of the difference. I just choose
now
to
you
use
are.
Disinterested.
No, you're not using disinterested anymore. Stop that. You're going to run around correcting all your friends when they say it now.
Not a chance, because I don't live my life like that.
Well, I do. Some of us weren't the first overall
I don't
pick
care
in the draft.
About,
this is what I have.
Hey, I don't care about T-O-O or T-O. Same thing.
No,
me.
No. Different.
Save me. I may even put T-W-O on the number two. I don't
you
give
mean
a damn.
Also T-W-O.
Or I just may go two.
By the way, that's a great point. By Merriam-Webster's, enough people make that mistake with two, two, and two, T-O, T-O-O, and T-W-O.
Key,
enough people make that mistake. Why doesn't Merriam-Webster accept all three spellings as meaning the same thing? It's the exact same logic. Because whoever made that decision for Merriam-Webster, which is flatly incorrect, logically incorrect, it's not an issue of opinion. This is objective. That whoever made that decision might as well make the decision T-W-O, T-O, and T-O the same thing, same way.
Before we move on.
You use one instead of the other means you don't know.
So before we move on, Max, so if I was your speechwriter and I put T-O instead of T-O-O and you're reading it, are you going to stop mid-sentence and go,
No, but when I'm editing it, I'll edit it.
No, you're not going to edit it. I'm going to give it to you right.
Well, then I'm going to have to read it. I'm going to have to cover for your mistake.
The man, boy, y'all something else.
Are you concerned about the Celtics based on what we've seen in the first round? You concerned about the middle? I mean, listen, you and me are both not disinterested about the Celtics, but uninterested in their success. But when you like they, who's the favorite to come out of the East? Is it Boston?
Well, it feels like I haven't seen Philadelphia in like a year.
Right?
Right? Because they've been off for several days. I've always felt like Philly would be the team. It just feels right. Experience from a head coaching standpoint, a little more experience from a James Harden standpoint, although, you know, Tatum and Brown certainly came out of the East last year to play the Warriors in the championship. I still feel like, though, for some reason, Philadelphia will come out the East. This is this youth kind of sort of situation with the Celtics where they should be head above anybody else, but they're not. They now have a 3-2 lead going back to Atlanta. Okay, now, what does that all mean? It means that Quinn Snyder and company feel good about what just happened last night. Mm-hmm. And now you're doubting yourself if you're the Boston Celtics. What did we do wrong? Can we correct the mistakes? Can we change our defense? Will we allow Trae Young to cross the court and put Jaylen Brown on a switch and have him knock down the three? Can we knock down our shots when we need to? Can we do those sort of things? Now, Atlanta's going to be hyped and jacked up. They moved the Janet Jackson concert to Friday so they can play on Thursday. All of those sort of things, can they handle those distractions when they go back into Atlanta?
Yeah, it seems to me that the thing about the Celtics, look, the Bucks are down 3-1, unless you think they're coming back on the Heat, and I know many people do. I don't think so. I think down 3-1 is a little too much to overcome,
yeah,
but we'll
tough.
See.
I took them completely out. That's why I skipped over them and went right to the Celtics.
I'm with Sixers. You. And given that Embiid looks like he's not 100% physically, who is this time of year? I get it, but like there's stuff going on that the Celtics have everything in there that they need, right? Like it's all in there. They got all the ingredients. They got, you know, if you have a problem with Brogdon not being in the game or this or that, okay, fine, but it's all there. It's all in there with the Celtics. They just got to get right. Roy in San Antonio, you're on KJM, ESPN Radio. Roy, San Antonio, ESPN Radio.
Or not Roy.
Is it not Roy?
I think
in that
Roy
case, DJ in Baltimore, you're on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max.
Yo, what's up, guys? Good morning. Hey,
wake up, man. What's happening, man? Come on, man.
No, I'm at work, man. But listen, hold, Max, why are you arguing with these guys about vocabulary? Key got paid to go to USC, and Jay don't even count. He went to Duke. All right.
Yeah, I'm arguing. And you know how good these guys were at sports, right? Yeah.
Well,
right,
first of all, I did get paid to go to USC. I did not get paid. Is it still in escrow?
Right. Like, let's be precise. While we're being precise with definitions, let's be precise. Go ahead, DJ.
Yeah, but you know when I called last week on my mom's birthday, I was talking about my boy the Brody, but you know it looked like my Clippers got clipped, man. My Clippers got clipped. But don't trip.
Though.
We'll be back next year. My Clippers got clipped, but don't trip. You know I got three words for you, Keith: Memphis and seven.
Yeah, but if that's what you believe, it ain't. I guess if they can win three in a row, they can have it.
What is it about the San Diego teams? I know the Clippers are in L.A. now, so are the Chargers. But you can even throw the Padres in. The Padres don't seem jinxed, but it does seem no matter who they put on the team, what is it about the San Diego teams, or the ones originally from San Diego, they can't get it done in the playoffs? Key, doesn't it feel that way?
No, the Chargers been to the Super Bowl before.
They've been.
And so have the Padres.
I'm talking about win. Padres got crushed in 84, got crushed against the Yankees.
But they've been.
I get it. But I'm saying, why not get – they haven't won it, though. And it always feels like Clippers going to clip, Chargers going to – charge.
I don't really believe in superstition and all that. It's like weird.
Yeah.
But it does feel that way. If we go to the Clippers, you fall apart. It's always something, right? It's just because Kawhi went to Toronto and he missed any time. He won a championship. The first time he goes to the Clippers, he's falling apart left and right. And he really didn't fall apart in San Antonio. He deliberately decided not to play.
Although in retrospect, maybe at the end. But he did. He won a championship.
At the end, he decided, I don't want to do this. I want to get out of here.
You know what I always thought about San Diego? Maybe it's because San Diego's a beautiful place.
It has nothing to do with the weather. Don't please.
No. It's not the weather, Key. It's a military kind of town. It's a transient type town.
What does that have to do with you playing?
Because what happens, I've known in my experience, whenever I've been there for a game or anything like that, a lot of the people aren't from there, right? They're from somewhere else, so they're not as passionate about the team there. A lot of times they show up to watch the other team.
No, the Chargers was ridiculous at their stadium as far as playing. The Padres fan base is crazy when they're winning.
Padres less so than the others.
You know? And who else? What else? I've never seen a Clipper game there. So.
Yeah, right. Yeah, me neither.
Chargers just – the Chargers lost their fan base because of the ownership and the problems that they had with the city.
Mm-hmm.
If they would have built the new stadium and put the money
maybe
in –
maybe bad luck, cheap
instead
owners.
Instead of trying to force the taxpayers to spend the money, there's a problem.
Here it is, Key. How about this one? Let's try this one. We're spitballing here, right? I'm trying to figure this out. Maybe it's because if you want a team in Southern California and you bought the team in San Diego, it's because you couldn't afford the team in L.A., right? Because look at Spanos and Sterling, Donald Sterling. Donald Sterling was just notoriously cheap. But Spanos
yeah, but he
also.
Could afford, hey, I was going to say Donald Sterling. But you got to remember Donald Sterling, if my memory serves me right, and I could be wrong, I think he bought the Clippers for like $8 million.
That's what I'm saying. If you want a team in Southern California, maybe it attracts the kind of buyer San Diego does that is not quite deep-pocketed enough to go grab the team in L.A. or doesn't want to spend that kind of money.
No, San Diego's a lot of money, Max.
But not like L.A.?
No, but San Diego is very rich. Very
no,
rich.
No, no, I get it. But you understand what I'm saying? Like, you are looking for a team in SoCal. The type of buyer that goes to San Diego maybe wants to save a few dollars versus the type of buyer who goes to L.A. is willing to pay a premium, and then that has a ripple effect once they buy the team in terms of the type of players they're going to get, facilities they're going to build, all these kind of things. I'm looking for answers. Why are they snake bit?
Right up your alley.
What's right up my alley?
Being cheap.
No, that's not true. That is a stereotype that does not apply to me.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Just a reminder, everybody, here on KJM ESPN Radio. Let me just remind you, you're going to be able to hear Aaron Rodgers' introductory press conference with the New York Jets on ESPN Radio, 2 p.m. Eastern. So stay tuned. Don't do anything with your day. And if you do, keep it tuned to ESPN Radio all day.
You think he's going to say something polarizing?
Wouldn't that be something to set it off like that?
Just...
Do you think Rodgers gives us headlines from the intro press conference, or is going to keep it?
It's
going to
be
vanilla?
Headlines regardless.
Jay, I was just about to say,
regardless,
they're going to create the headline regardless. Mm-hmm.
But do you think he'll give something extra?
No, I think he's going to answer whatever questions that's posed to him the way he feels the need to, and from that, they will take it and, you know, put the Max dust on it and create something.
A little yeast.
Yeah, a little bit.
Rise.
A little bit. Like, he doesn't even need to necessarily do a press conference out. Well, I guess he has to. It's New York and it's Aaron Rodgers. But if he elected not to do one, right, they would say he's running from the media.
That's a can't-miss press conference because the whole thing, you know, Rodgers will say some stuff. The New York media is waiting for this. This is how you're introducing Steve yourself Serby, to the market.
Steve Serby in the front row.
Steve Serby to be right there.
Right?
Yeah,
they're going to be sitting right there. Rich Zamini, dialed in, ready to go.
Key, I swear to you, when I was doing Around the Horn, this is going back 20 years, right? So I had I had an apartment in D.C. I kind of split my time, but I was mostly in D.C. And the one thing you really miss when you're not in New York, if you're from here, is sitting in a diner with the tabloids, you know, Key, having your little hash and eggs or whatever you're eating, and flipping through the sports sections in the tabloids. And boy, like Steve Serby, front row for the intro press conference, Key. Oh, to a New Yorker, that's what it's all about. You can't wait. It's like your breakfast.
Did I ever tell you my Steve? You know who Steve Serby is, Jay?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll tell you my Steve Serby story. So I'm getting drafted in 1996. We're at the Millennium Hotel in Midtown. And this is where all the draft players are staying. And so everybody's trying to get the story on if the Jets are going to take me. What's going on? Or we pre-draft deal. We doing all this, right, Jay? So me and my agent, Jerome, we're exhausted. We want to walk around now to the city. We just want to walk around the city. And first time really being in New York, the whole deal, right? So we're walking around. It's a true story. We're walking around, and I'm walking. Jerome stops. He just stops abruptly. And I keep walking. And so I turn around. Jerome stops because Steve Serby is walking behind us as we're having a conversation. We don't even know it. He literally has his notepad and a pen.
Stop it, I swear to you.
Behind his back, walking, writing, listening to our conversation. It was the craziest you
know. So you got to learn how to write backwards without looking at the...
I swear to you. And so Jerome stops and he says, hey, man, what are you doing? Oh, no, I'm not doing anything. And so Jerome kind of grabbed his arm to turn him around to see. He's like, what's this? He's like, oh, I'm not doing anything. It's my pen and pad. True story.
Oh my God!
This is such. He was trying to get the scoop.
I would lose my mind.
He was outside of our hotel trying to, you know, just get the scoop. Wanted to stalk us to get the scoop. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
All I can tell you is, sports fans growing. I'm sure this is true in a lot of towns. Sports fans growing up in New York who are never going to play Division I or go to the league. Just sports fans, right? To get the tabloids, you get both tabloids or all the tabloids, right? And go to a coffee shop or go somewhere with
nothing
your breakfast
better.
Or
nothing
lunch
better.
With your sandwich, whatever it is. Oh, and you go through the sports pages. It's so good.
It's hysterical.
It's such a simple pleasure of life.
No, it was
I will tell you guys, there's a part of me that is so excited for this upcoming football season just for the Jets and Aaron Rodgers because Aaron Rodgers being mad is everything to me. Like, it's almost like scorch the earth type of mentality. Like, it's like, blank you, blank you, blank you, you're cool, blank you, I'm out.
Oh, like, you hit him with a half beat.
That's what it feels like, you know? I want to see that.
I want to, and maybe we'll do it tomorrow because it's probably, well, I guess we could do it in the next segment or whatever. I want to find out what the odds are now that he's at the Jets for him to win the MVP. Mm. What are the odds? Because if the odds are good, I'm going to have Yates place a bet for me.
That just don't put it in the parlay.
He wins the MVP. I'm going to have Yates do it because I don't do that stuff.
Here's the other thing, though.
He's going to win the MVP if it's right.
I think they're going to win the AFC East, okay?
It's plus 1,800.
I think they're one of the top five teams now in the AFC. However, would you be surprised if they missed the playoffs? Surprised, considering how strong the conference is?
Yes.
All right, I want to get into that coming up.
I would be extremely surprised.
I want to make my case why I believe they will make the playoffs and they'll do well. But I want to make my case why there's a real danger they can miss the playoffs. Is it Super Bowl or bust for the Jets? Is it impossible for them to miss the playoffs? And I mean, if Rodgers stays healthy. KJM. Now I have an extra 5 seconds. That stands for Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. And we are right here on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.